This is CPR News and KRCC. I'm Dan Boyce. Current and former Colorado students may be victims of identity theft. The State Department of Higher Education revealed Friday a ransomware attack in June compromised personal information, including social security numbers. Officials say they're adding cybersecurity safeguards and offering victims free access to credit monitoring and identity protection services. Officials did not say how many victims there are, but say those who attended a public college, obtained a GED, or received a K-12 education license may have been impacted. The Woodland Park School District has lifted a ban on a critic attending school board meetings. This comes after ACLU Colorado filed a lawsuit against the district, asserting the ban was a violation of the First Amendment. The ACLU's Tim McDonald says the school board had no problem with audience outbursts they agreed with.
What they can't do is behave in a way that discriminates against the people they disagree with.
The district banned the man for a brief, sarcastic comment after a member of the public expressed an idea he perceived as anti-LGBTQ rhetoric. A worm is slowing this summer's harvest of Olathe sweet corn. The corn earworm has infested close to half the ears in some fields, but Melissa Schreiner with Colorado State University explains the corn is completely edible.
There's nothing wrong with this corn. It's just that there's the presence of a pest in there. And I think consumers could have a lot of impact. They could help save the sweet corn community if they weren't as picky.
But for now, there's no market for worm-damaged corn. So farm workers carefully comb through each field and throw the affected ears away. Red flag warnings on the western slope today. Severe thunderstorms possible on the eastern plains in southern Colorado. And it is right now 58 degrees in Vail. This is CPR News and KRCC.